The St. Mary's community in Independence, Blue Springs, and Sugar Creek is devastated, even angry their school's closing. But the fate of St. Mary's is part of a nationwide decline in enrollment in Catholic schools. In Kansas City, the number's gone down from 13,000 to 11,500 since 2004, according to the Diocese of Kansas City-St. Joseph. There are lots of reasons for this. There are fewer religious families, and it's an economy that makes it harder for families to afford the tuition. But this diocese also has a boatload of legal expenses related to a child pornography case against one of its priests. Bishop Robert Finn was later indicted in what prosecutors believed was a cover-up of the crime. The cost to the diocese, a reported $1.4 million.
The parents realized that St. Mary's has lost money in the last few years, but there's been a lot of money spent in the diocese on other things that are not related to education.
That's the 14-year mayor of Sugar Creek, Stan Salva. He himself is a graduate of St. Mary's School. He has three sons who went there and a bunch of grandkids there now. He says families might feel better about the closing of St. Mary's if they had more respect for the diocese officials.
The money that the diocese had to spend in order to offset all of these scandals, all the lawyers' fees, those kind of monies could have been used to assist, promote, and aid Catholic education in the diocese.
Well, anytime you close a school, it's sad, especially when you have one with such a long and rich tradition.
The superintendent of diocese schools, Dan Peters, knows better than anyone legal troubles have strained school budgets. But only seven families enrolled in the freshman class at St. Mary's for next year. Not enough, he says, to keep the school open.
As much as the church wants to maintain its values, it's still like any other organization, has to be able to pay its bills. It's a matter of money.
The diocese has offered to bus St. Mary's students to O'Hara High School in Raytown or St. Pius X in the Northland. Meanwhile, the plan is to build a new school, St. Michael's, in Lee Summit in 2015. Jeff Scassolotti, a banker in Blue Springs who has a junior at St. Mary's now and who also graduated from the school, is skeptical the diocese can raise the $30 million it needs to build.
There's a lot of anger from a lot of people, and some people are done with it.
Done with?
Some are done with Catholic education. Some are done with the diocese. Some are even done with the church. I've had people say to me, I'm not giving another dime to the diocese, or at least not while that bishop's there.
A nationwide petition with more than 100,000 signatures has called for Bishop Finn's resignation. I met John Mulvey, a professional actor in Kansas City, at his favorite Waldo coffee shop. Mulvey went all through Catholic school in the diocese and on to Benedictine College in Atchison. He said he and his wife talked to their only son, then at school at St. Elizabeth, about the scandal in the Kansas City church.
We decided to continue to stay. We certainly let him know what was going on and our feelings, and it was around that time that I dropped out attending Mass under this bishop and under this pope.
Interestingly, at St. Patrick's Parish School, where the pornographic pictures were taken, enrollment hasn't tapered. There are those who tell me they took their kids out and will never return. There are others who say the incidents encouraged families at the parish to circle the wagons and to work to keep their school safe and strong. Sugar Creek Mayor Stan Salva has written the bishop asking him to reconsider the decision to close St. Mary's School. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.